And welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner talking now with Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist as we get ready for the start of postseason play. It's finally here. Class 4A regionals open them for you on Saturday night with a semifinal against Bondurant Farrar. You've had about 7-8 days here between games. How have you been keeping busy the last week or so, and also keeping them focused and ready to go?
Yeah, we're excited to hit the floor tomorrow, Mike. It's going to be like 8 days since our, senior night where we celebrated our 16 years. And we're just really excited to see another opponent and kick off regional play against Bondurant Farrar here at our MPEC tomorrow. So girls been working hard all week. We kind of go hard for a day and then take it easy on their legs and just try to stay in that game shape, but a little uncharacteristic starting regional play with 8 days off.
So has it kind of been like the holiday break a little bit? You go hard, take a day, go hard, take a day?
Yeah, we do some film study. We had mixed in a scrimmage in there. So just try to stay fresh, but also in the game shape, that fast style of play that we like to play. So I've had some really good teams in the past, so I kind of think we have it figured out, but you never know. You need to go out tomorrow night and make shots. That's what this game's all about.
You finished the regular season 20-1 overall and, of course, shared that little Hawkeye Conference championship with Dallas Center Grimes. Just kind of take me through some of the highlights of the season, both for individual things that happened and for the team.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great regular season. I couldn't have asked for much more out of our players, our team. To finish 20-1, it's the best season that Norwalk's had in 18 years. So just super proud of the overall program and our growth these last 2 years, really. I mentioned before, these six seniors have led us these last 2 years and really learned to grow and win together. And they lead us each and every day. Talking about Bailey Birmingham, over 1,600 points. Northwest Missouri State commit. She just continues to impress me each and every day with her shot-making ability, her leadership, both on and off the court, bringing these girls together. And then her sister, top-scoring freshman in the entire state. Bailey led the entire state in scoring a year ago as a junior, and then you look there at the top 20 in scoring in all classes, and her sister Braylon is up there this year as a freshman. So those two have been so impressive on the offensive end, and then we're led by two on the defensive end in Pearl Brown and Hannah Overholzer. They let us play an up-tempo style that is really hard for teams to prepare for and execute against, and I've loved the ability of this team to have individuals execute what they do best for the team, and we wouldn't be 20-1 and have a top seed in the regional tournament if we didn't have that.
So over the last week or so, regular season in the books, have you sensed a little bit of an uptick in excitement and just how seeing this team get ready for a postseason run?
Yeah, we're super excited. We really want to just see that first opponent tomorrow night and kind of take some pent up, energy and excitement out on someone else. We're trying to do that each and every day at practice, and it gets a little tough. It's kind of like that preseason where you're waiting, a week and a half before a game. We kind of have that postseason itch now, but the girls are super excited. They're ready to go. We've worked on refining some things, both offensively and defensively. Might try a couple new things out, to keep it fresh, but we're just really excited to hit the floor together tomorrow.
And your opponent, Bondurant Farrar, they played on Wednesday night, defeated Des Moines Hoover pretty handily. What do you know about Bondurant Farrar? What did you see from them on Wednesday?
Well, we faced them back in November, and our pressure really hurt them. Didn't get a whole lot from the film. Hoover had, one player score 24 of their 28 points, but did do our due diligence and watch it. If you let them play a half-court game, they've got some height and some scorers that can – it can hurt you from inside and outside, but we're going to try to make it a 94-foot game. Pressure from the get-go. continue to force turnovers that lead to our easy offensive possessions and scores. And if we can dictate the tempo of the game, I like our chances a lot.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Warriors getting ready for the start of regional play on Saturday night. Beyond Saturday night, Pella and Oskaloosa on the other side. Of course, a couple of little Hawkeye conference teams going at it for the third time. What are your thoughts on that matchup and then potentially facing either one of those teams on Tuesday?
Yeah, you know, it's always tough to beat any opponent three times, and we've beat, you know, Oskaloosa and Pella both twice this year. One game probably closer than the other with each of them in that 14-15 point range, but they present different challenges. You know, Oskaloosa has the 6'4 girl inside and Foster, and then Pella just has some good quick guards that capable shooters play about 10-11 girls, so they stay fresh. And, you know, they'll be familiar, but I did more film study on both of them today in preparation because, you know, after tomorrow night, we only have 2 days to prepare for that regional final. So pretty quick turnaround after the 8-day layoff here for a regional final, but we'll be ready to go. We'll find out our opponent, you know, hopefully when we win tomorrow night for Tuesday night, and just excited to hopefully have two more games in our NPEC and play behind our awesome Norwalk community crowd.
Yeah, like you said, it goes from 8 days off to two games in 4 days, and a few days from now we'll know for sure if you're going to back to state or not. What would it mean to you to get this program back to Des Moines for the first time in 18 years?
Oh, it'd mean a lot to me. I love the girls basketball state tournament. Was fortunate to take six teams in my 10 years at Valley. And there's no better week in the calendar week or, you know, in the school calendar for the year than state tournament girls basketball. And I feel great for this entire team, you know, led by these six seniors, the coaches that have put in just tons of time to help us. And it would be that first kind of gratifying moment for this program since the takeover 2 years ago. And we wouldn't be done there. You know, we have huge goals, like I've referenced in talking to you before. We don't want to just make it to the state tournament. We want to win it. So I think this is a determined group, but we really want those two games to experience that awesome week the following week.
Sounds great, Coach. That's Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist. Thanks for your time. We'll see you tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks, Mike. See you tomorrow.